Hi, and welcome back to the Goons Podcast, the most exciting podcast in all of Central Jamaica.
Rated 5 stars in Central Jamaica.
Yeah, because that's how Jamaicans talk.
They all sound like Trump. I am Jamaican. Podcast good.
All right, so today we are doing...
I'm Jamaican!
Shut up! All right, we are doing a Q&A. Asked you guys on the
Twitter. Trust me, you'll love my voodoo fries. They're the greatest.
I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
I'm going to punt a baby across the football field.
You can't say that.
We asked you guys on the Twitter account, which you guys should follow, at GoonsPC, link in the description. We asked you guys to ask us stuff, just to ask us things. And, yeah, we are here
to
answer.
Like a double negative?
We are here
to... Same sentence twice.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just, I'm brain dead.
We asked you to ask us things about asking.
I'm having a stroke.
We are here to answer said things that you have asked us via Twitter.
We got questions to ask you and questions to answer about asking things.
Okay.
I have several questions.
I have cervical cancer.
So do they.
All right, let's get into it. I think the first question we should start off with is...
cervix.
I have cervix.
Thank you, Blarg.
A good question to start off with is...
fruit by the foot.
Did you always have full support from your family and friends when you decided to commit to YouTube? Anybody want to start off with that question?
I had full support from my mama. My baby mama supported my dreams.
Okay, anybody want to answer that non-yeehaw?
Yes.
Sans the monkey man voice.
My family... I am soup, and my family did not understand what the fuck I was doing at first. And then they said, oh, okay, that's cool. Keep it up, bro.
Did they say it like that?
Yeah, I'm quoting my mom.
She also sound like that.
Does your mom have a mustache?
Is her name
dads.
Dave?
I have two dads.
Yeah, there you go.
Look, your mom has hairier pits than I do. Just a
you
hunch.
You shave your armpits. So that's not hard.
I feel like your mom's feet
just
kind of
docks me like that. You're calling his mom. All right, let's not camp on that.
All right, okay. Well, I'll answer. My family was like Soup's, very confused and didn't really understand the fuck I was doing. They're kind of like concerned with how much time I was putting into something that was paying $0 at the time, for obvious reasons. As a parent, if your kid's spending like 6 hours a day working on something that isn't making them any money or being like productive in their eyes, they're gonna be like, what's that about? But
yeah,
I don't know. Eventually I had to like explain what the fuck I was trying to do. And then they were fully supportive as long as I like stayed in school, like college full time, and had another job to like financially.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was
fucking fully supportive
great.
If
Loved
you
that.
Just spend 20 hours of your day doing shit.
But I mean, to be honest, it did give me a pretty good work ethic. So I'm glad they did that, because otherwise I'd probably be.
You do.
As fuck.
To your credit, yeah, you've got the best work ethic out of us four, yeah. I would say.
Well, that's not hard.
Okay. Yeah.
You open once every 3 months, make nasty send siege footage away every other day. Soup just sends bullshit whenever he records it. So,
I think if you had to look bullshit. At as much cock as I do, that you would upload less.
You said cockadoo.
What? I think same story with my parents. Confused at first, didn't think it would really go anywhere until I think when I hit about 100,000, they were like, wow, this thing's kind of for real, huh? Then I kind of quit my jobs and focused on it seriously, and they're like, all right, well, if it works, it works. They were pretty supportive.
So, my dad thought it was stupid. He thought it was dumb. I was living in my dad's garage at the time YouTube started happening for me. And I was doing online school for college, and he thought that I was not doing it. He thought I was lying to him. And even though I'd like show him my grades and stuff, he'd be like, I'm going to school.
Honestly, knowing you for as long as I have, I could see you lying about
it. Yeah, no, I would 100%. If McNasty told me he was online college right now, I would not believe him at all.
Well, right now, yeah, it wouldn't make any sense. But, back then when I didn't have anything, I was just like, for YouTube. And then, yeah, I started making like $300 a month from YouTube. And I was like, here, dad, oh. Look, here's $100 for rent. Like, I was happy to give him like $100 for rent. And then, yeah, over the course of like a few months, it started growing and growing. And then, yeah.
Met a girl on Siege, and then I couldn't deny it anymore.
Yeah.
And then, none at all.
Well, I mean, I did make CSGO footage or videos for quite a while before Siege happened, so.
You got in a game with Soup and a game with a girl, and then you got 14 million views out of it. You're welcome. Nasty. Yeah,
thank you. Forever in your debt.
You're in the bank of the honky now, cracker.
Sorry, bank of the honky. All right.
I would not put my savings in the bank of the honky.
I think I would get a mortgage from the honky.
You're going to invest all your savings in dip, don't worry.
Dip and gators and some shrimp.
Dip and gators and shrimp.
The three genders of the seven
grounds. Shrimp gumbo.
Is shrimp and gator a stock? A weird stock to invest in.
I sure hope so. I'm going all in, boys.
Sold my apple, bought gator.
It's like mating season just makes the stock just fucking rocket.
Okay, next question, please.
There's like at least half of these questions are about like a face reveal.
God. Well, then why don't you guys talk about that? Why haven't you done a face reveal? You want to explain it so people stop fucking asking?
Why haven't we done a face reveal? For me, it's mainly just privacy. I like being able to go out in public and not have to worry about being seen, being approached, you know, because not every fan out there, like there's always going to be that 1% of fan that just like, it's just a complete fucking weirdo. And I just,
oh yeah,
I don't want to ever have to deal with that. Just like going out of the grocery store and feeling like I have nothing to worry about. Like I have no online persona at all. It's just like, I never have that thought in the back of my head, like, oh, I'm going to get recognized, you know, it's mostly just privacy.
It's the same for me. At first, there was no real reason for it. I just didn't do like I just did like Black Ops 2 guitar videos with no cam, so there just wasn't a reason to face reveal. But as I got bigger, I was like, yeah, I kind of want to stay anonymous. So
yeah, I don't blame you. People always come to my stream and like ask why you guys haven't done face reveals, and I tried to say privacy so many times that I've just given up and say you guys are really ugly, so I don't want to show your face.
Yeah.
That's my go-to now.
People assume like 3/4 of my face is like a cancerous mole or something.
It's just a mole. Your whole face is a mole.
Yeah.
You just look like a half-deflated basketball.
A little like the elephant man.
The hell is that?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't look it up. Don't look it up.
It's like a legend. No,
I'm gonna look him up. Do I need an incognito tab for this?
No, he kind of looks like a guy that was like turning into a cloud, but he was brown.
A chocolate cloud.
Yeah. Chocolate, I mean, rain. A chocolate cloud just sounds like a really jacked black dude. Like Terry Crews. This is a chocolate cloud.
Yeah, does that chocolate cloud makes chocolate rain? Anyways, on to the next question.
Yep, anyway.
Three midgets and an 8-year-old kid fight McNasty. Who wins?
Three midgets and an 8-year-old kid fight me.
Yeah, so basically four 8-year-olds. Yeah,
4 8-year-olds. Or four midgets. You can kind of go either way.
I don't know. Do I have like some kind of machete or?
I don't think you need one. They're four midgets. The tank, perhaps.
Yeah, but the thing about midgets, they're very low center of gravity. So they're kind of like baby gorillas.
Gravity.
Yeah, I'd probably lose. They just started attacking my knees.
Well, no. If you picked up one and started using him as like some sort of weapon.
Yeah, like swing him around.
Yeah. I think you could do some heavy damage. But make sure they're top heavy, though. So make sure you get the head, like, you know, as a weapon part, and you're holding the legs.
Or just chop the head off and skull fuck them.
Okay.
Oh, well, I forgot one's an 8. Never mind. No, I forgot the age. I'm sorry.
You need to specify which one you're skull fucking.
Skull fuck the of age midget, please.
Okay. Like that's somehow okay.
Could you tell them apart, though? That's the question.
Okay, don't skull fuck any of them. That was
there
just,
you go. Yeah.
That was me in the moment raging at midgets. Sorry.
Why are you raging at midgets, man? What the hell?
So I'm mad on behalf of McNasty. I'm sorry. I just. Yeah.
That's what you just. just mad they exist. What's wrong? Anyway, so this kind of segues into the question that's like right underneath it. Did you guys ever get into a fight?
All the time. We hate each other so much.
I mean, like, just like fist fights, I think, is what they mean with people, kids, well, in real life.
Oh, I thought you meant between us.
Oh, well, or us. No, we don't fight.
Or that too. Yeah, we don't fight. No. Sometimes I want to punch Soup in the mouth. But
sometimes match. I fight for the right to potty. Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is one of those times we want to kick
some ass. Right, this is what,
if we lived together, he would get his ass beat right now.
I'm going to beat my ass, Papa. Oh, Mama.
What? Okay, maybe we wouldn't.
All right.
But I've been in a fight in hockey, and that's about it. I've never been in like a fist fight on like the side of a road or anything like that. Like, I've never been in an actual angry confrontation.
I almost got in a fight a couple times in high school, but they, people would, like, pick on me. They, like, make, like, just joke on me or whatever, and then I'd, like,
imagine picking on the 6'7" guy.
Yeah, and then I'd, like, actually stand up to them and be like, oh, shit, wait a minute. You know, he's actually not, you know, a fucking pushover, and then yeah, I've literally never been in a fist fight for that reason alone.
Some kid got me out in Foursquare and I pushed him to the concrete.
You sound like a little
Is
it
really a fight?
No, it wasn't a fight because I kind of won because I pushed his ass. But
I feel like Soup has been in lots of fights.
I think that's just assault.
I've been that was the end of that. I don't even know how many fights I've been in.
Why do I know? Actually? I just knew that. You just seem like the fighting type.
Yeah, I've
really,
been
you
in a couple
You
fights.
Don't seem that confrontational. Like,
well, it's never me causing the fucking problem.
It's so, you ending the problem?
Yeah, I take care of the problem.
I feel like that's just like redneck blood.
Well, yeah, I mean, growing up around a bunch of fucking dumbass rednecks, I mean, you're going to have to fight somebody.
Yeah.
That's just part of it.
Yeah, I live in California, which is like the state of just like being a pussy.
Flip-flops and gay men.
Yeah. I mean, we're always like playing outside and like doing sports and shit, so things get physical and people take things too far, so you just end up
crawfish.
Knocking the shit out of each other.
So. Yeah, that's fair.
But like as an adult or whatever, I haven't been in any fights. Just like
I expected you to get in a bar fight, to be honest.
No. Almost a few times.
I could really see you just smashing a beer bottle over somebody's fucking skull.
Well, I would be in prison if I did that, but
it's the South and walk it off.
I just walk it off. He was already missing half his teeth anyway.
The other half of his skull was missing when he got in here. I don't know.
Just rub some dirt in it. It'd be all right.
Here's a good question. What videos are you guys most proud of? And if so, what are those videos?
I'd like Soup's answer first.
Yeah.
I
feel like your most proud of video is the video that you put no effort into and it's just the most cancerous fucking thing ever. Like, that's your level of pride.
With all of them?
Yeah. He just subscribed his channel.
Dude, I don't know. That's tough, man. I've done YouTube, I don't know, probably, I don't know if me or Dew has done it longer. Dew, how long have you been doing YouTube?
2012, I think.
I made my channel in 2009. So,
oh, shit.
I've made a lot of videos on a lot of different games.
Most prideful video is something you made in 2009.
No, but I mean, I've done so many things. I'm just like,
let's say, what's the most video you're proud of since like we all met each other?
Oh, wait, what? I think you just stroked out.
I got what you said, even though that was retard mode. What the video you're proud of with this? We do it now. Proud video.
Really limp to the bar in there.
I've played or taught him McNasty for so long. I understand his fucking.
Yeah, we've picked up his
dialect of what's supposed to be English.
Probably the Baconator clip. I don't know, just because that one got so popular and it got to the point where people I knew in real life were quoting it to me. So
I've had people quote that clip to me at parties and stuff.
Yeah,
too.
AIDS. Like in a way, it's AIDS because I hear it so many times, and it's like somebody says it to me, and they think it's like the first time I've ever heard it. Even though, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like someone will quote it to me and die laughing, and then I have to do like the ha ha yeah ha, yeah.
Yeah, that's literally me.
But yeah, I mean, it makes me proud too because I know you know it got popular because it was funny and people enjoyed it, but
yeah,
it gets to a point where it's like, okay, please shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Pretty proud of that.
I actually don't know.
Nasty, you want to mention how the girl video is your favorite video?
I'm just trying to think of, like, well, because, I mean, I can't really be proud of, like, somebody else's clip. Like, yeah. I can't really be proud of the Baconator clip, because it's literally just all Soup's, like, funniness, you know? I don't know.
Well, for me, it's pretty easy. I think probably the first time I pretended to be a beginner on Omegle.
Yeah, that video. I remember telling you, too, when that video first came out, I'm like, this video is going to blow the fuck up, and it just exactly that.
Yep. Yeah, it sure as hell did. That's probably my favorite video I've done in, like, the last year.
Yeah, even the second one was still was really, really, really good.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Like, I remember seeing it, like, I was like, God, he put it on another one. I feel like it's just kind of like, because it seems like a type of video that would only be funny if doing it once, but you actually managed to make it, like, good again.
Oh, I'm going to do a third one. Screw it. People really like it. People like that format a lot.
I would. Yeah. I would do a third one if I were you.
Miss that fuck shit, not. Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny seeing people, like, react to that.
12 million views and then 5.5 million views. Yeah, milk that shit, bro.
Yeah, there will be a third one.
Yeah, that's why I have three girl videos. For the exact reason.
Yeah.
I think my most, like, proud video is actually, like, a really shitty old one. But it was, like, the first time I ever wanted to, like, actually try editing. Because that's the reason I got into YouTube, is I liked editing and, like, film and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, it was a Dying Light video that I recorded with Durgy. And it was, like, the first time that I ever tried to, like, actually properly edit with sound effects and, like, little montages and shit. So I think that was, like, the most proud I've ever been uploading a video. Even though, like, looking back, it's not very good and, like, there's a lot of stuff that
definitely could have improved. But you're proud of it because it's, like, the first time where you actually felt like you put effort into it.
Yeah, it was, like, the premise of it where I was, like, proud of something that I spent, like, a week and a half on every day just, like, editing. Like, so, I don't know. I was proud of that, but it's not that great of a video, to be honest. It's pretty bad. I think sound effects are shitty and music is bad, but it was the premise of it.
The one thing I can think of off the top of my head that I'd be, like, proud of is the Madison Beer clip, where I said, I want to suck your dick to be able to taste it.
Yeah, that was pretty, pretty funny.
Like, I've rewatched that clip quite a few times, just, like, still laugh hard at it.
Yeah,
that is that whole fucking bit of, like, us trying to recreate the Madison beer thing, and then you just fucking went all Yiddish. Mm-hmm. Like, that whole bit was just great. Yeah, that's just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's always a good feeling whenever you, like, land just a great joke. Compared to, like, how many times we
just
do not land good jokes at all.
There's a lot more jokes that don't land than jokes that do land, for sure.
I love those because it's always so awkward after, and that's just as good content.
Yeah, sometimes
silence for like 10 seconds and then just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, all right, never mind. I'll do the next joke.
Yeah.
I feel like that's so, like, nice to have and rare in a friend group, though. Like, I feel like so many people are just so scared to make jokes because they're scared they're going to get judged. Mm-hmm. When I make a joke and it, like, doesn't land at all, it's just awkward after. I love it. It's so funny. It always ends up being a clip anyway.
Yeah,
it just ends up being a clip anyway.
Like, even if it is awkward, it's not, like, deathly awkward.
Yeah, like, even, like, the awkward shit and, like, jokes that don't land. Like, I have a video where it's just raw footage of us playing, and it did so fucking good because people just like to, obviously, just listen to us. I mean, there's people listening to the podcast, like,
mm-hmm.
Blows my mind. They don't really give a shit what we say. They just are fans, like genuine fans.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
You the real ones.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I got another question. What's the process behind the scenes like when setting up a session, deciding what game, who's playing? Is it set up beforehand, or is it who's online kind of thing?
I feel like we should talk about friends. That.
Yeah, because like I feel like people think we actually properly set things up and like we're on this good schedule and it's like, come on guys, we need to get our work done. It's like, you guys want to play at 6? We're like, yeah, sounds good. And then fucking 6:10, dude's eating for 2 hours after that. Soup's out fucking sitting on a beach. Me and McNasty are just jerking off.
Bro, I am usually in Discord before anybody else. I just want to
you're either here an hour early or just gone.
Or just not there at all.
If I'm not here, then listen, I let everyone know that I can't be there. Basically, the way we record would be just like how you would message your friends to get on a game. Say, hey, you boys want to get on at 3:00? All right, yeah. You got like a friend that's like 30 minutes late.
Yeah. It's
like the same thing.
Yeah. The only person I know of that just ends up showing up late is Dew. Because you like,
what?
You're like,
do it late every time.
Well, it's because you're always like, really, oh, I'm going to go eat. And we're expecting it to be 10 minutes. So we're all sitting in the call. And then you show up like 45 minutes later. And it's
okay, so if we're recording at 3, at 3:01, McNasty starts calling me like he's my girlfriend or something. So.
Yeah. It's like Dubrick calling him when the street lights are on. He was supposed to be home by then.
Yeah. It's like curfew's up. And I'm supposed to be in my chair playing Siege at 3:01. I'm in there still munching on my acorn. And I'm like, just let me finish.
Yeah, and then I call you again at 4:01. You still haven't answered or given me any kind of indication.
Okay, no. Get a room.
We're just having like
each other. They're always bickering.
Here, we're fighting now.
I can't believe they're falling apart from the inside.
Hashtag team do fuck McNasty.
I think the good thing about our group is that we don't really treat like this shit that we do like as a job.
Seriously,
we literally get on and play for like 2 hours, you know, every day or every other day, and we just fuck around. Like,
I feel like today was a good representation of how things go. So we message in the group chat, hey, 6 o'clock, let's do the podcast. 6 o'clock rolled around, we played Warzone for 30 minutes, and ended up playing some bullshit fucking bully game on Steam for an hour, and it's now 10:22 and we just started the podcast.
Yeah.
that's sums up what a normal day is like. In terms of like us picking a game, it's like completely random between Siege or Warzone lately. It's just kind of been like, what are we feeling kind of thing. How many people do we have? Grizzy hasn't been here much because his internet's dying. But usually if we have five, it's just Siege. Yeah, Grizzy hates us, but then the title.
There's just not any new games to play. Like, what?
There's nothing.
What do you play?
Yeah, it's Warzone or Siege, pretty much. That's
Bully Simulator. That's in the rotation now. We tried playing Moonbase Alpha as well, but it didn't go well. I think the servers are just nuked. They're just gone from existence.
Kind of actually segues into this other question pretty good. Someone asked, what specifically about Siege do you guys like so much?
I'll let McNasty answer, because he always says this anyway.
It's the downtime on Siege.
Views.
Well, views too, views, obviously.
Views.
That's
you guys like watching Siege more than anything else, even though it's the same content on any other game.
It really makes no difference what we play. We're not playing the games, really.
No, I'm saying completely commentary.
Yeah, what I'm saying, McNasty, is in terms of their entertainment value, it's not going to make a difference what we play, totally. You know?
Like, if we could play CSGO and get the same amount of views as Siege, I would totally play CSGO. But we don't, because just the YouTube algorithm just does not let CSGO be recommended to people. It's just terrible.
Yes, it does.
No, that's it doesn't. Shut up. No, it doesn't. Shut up.
You're spreading false information.
Anything can hit the algorithm. It doesn't matter what the fucking the game is. McNasty.
Yes, it does.
Soup's Ice Age game got 100,000 views.
Yeah. And how many views does the Siege videos usually get? Over 300,000.
That's not the point, though.
No,
anything can hit the algorithm.
How you doing there,
dude? The other day,
how do you think you see like this sound? Dog welcomes man home from war from like 12 years ago.
The other day,
some home video with 20 million views. Like anything can get recommended.
Man comes home from war to meet dog. Rainbow Six Siege. Funny moments.
The other day, I got on YouTube and there was just some recommended video of some woman breastfeeding her child. I don't watch anything like that.
Yeah,
I bet anything you do.
I don't watch anything like that. It just shows up. I'm like, thanks YouTube, this shit had 8 million views.
Dude has a second channel where he just breastfeeds.
All right, and I guarantee if you click on their channel, they have 1,000 other videos of the same thing that have like 17 views.
Well, I didn't click on there.
It's so random when videos just do that.
Yes, that's called hitting the algorithm.
My point is that
every Siege video hits the algorithm.
This isn't even a podcast anymore.
No, this is literally just an argument about playing.
Yes!
Stop! Okay. Don't do that kind of shit on a podcast.
I'm sorry to anybody who
fall asleep to this podcast and you just
wake up, fucker!
God, I hope somebody's driving home for the midnight shift. All right. Sorry, my pterodactyl got out.
We gotta stop.
Dogs with AIDS.
How many buildings has Blonde Barb?
What was the original question?
I just say, how many videos has Blarg bombed? That's a question.
Blog bombed. I'm blog. None. All right. I'm not a fucking terrorist, cunts.
Okay.
What? You said the question. All right. Favorite song at the moment. I am actually curious because we really like. We all have somewhat similar.
Why are you such a look at me?
No, that's not your favorite song. Don't fucking lie. No, that's nobody's favorite song. Don't fucking lie to all these people. You're gonna tell them that's your favorite song?
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy's mom has a malignant tumor.
Okay. That's really sad.
Anyway. All right, well, we can glaze over that question then.
No, okay, listen, I'll say this. The new Lamb of God singles are pretty awesome. The Memento Mori song, kick ass. I like it.
I don't think I've listened to them.
Memento Mori?
Yeah. The music video for that is really cool. Whoops.
I'm just thinking of like a shrine for Mori, the show. Like he's passed away and there's just like mementos on a table.
Of like men who aren't the father? Like what a weird shrine.
Yeah, I don't have much commentary on that one. All right.
I just listened to so much.
Say your favorite song, you dumb cunts.
Oh my god.
No, we're done. Podcast
is claiming the podcast. He's claiming.
Dude's claiming all 5 cents we are making. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite song. I've been really like into prog metal recently. I like to listen to it while I edit.
Frog metal. Kermit started a metal band.
I really like Pliny's stuff, and I've been listening to this guy called Intervals recently. It's pretty cool. You should check him out.
Okay, yeah. I know that is.
Does he play a lot of Intervals?
Yes.
That's epic.
He does, because anytime you play two different notes, it's an interval. Very good.
Shut up, nerd.
That's why he has a music man, because he's a music man.
Die?
Yeah.
Is that a question?
Die? Question mark? Thoughts on dying?
I've been listening to so much like old. Like 90s music. I don't know.
Really?
Like Matchbox 20 and like Hootie and the Blowfish.
No.
Yeah, I've been listening to a ton of that lately.
Well, I'm not paralyzed. McNasty's going shopping for a training bra. He's listening to that music.
Throws on the little Reebok model. Well, it's because I grills some hamburgers in the backyard and listens to that.
It's because
Friday night it was late. We were walking down the street and I was dreaming of the night.
Okay, you don't have to sing the lyrics, you fucker. it's because I stream and like I like to play a lot of stuff that like people haven't heard in a long time. They're like, oh shit, I haven't heard the song in a while, and then they start singing. Like, I was just like, it's a good feeling when you hear a song you haven't heard in like 10 years and you're like, oh shit.
I feel like there's a reason we haven't heard any of those songs in 10 years though, you know.
Well, it's because you're not listening to the right radio stations.
No, yeah. It's because they're bad. Is what I was getting at.
Well, I get tons of comments of people saying radio. I love your music taste, and so you can kiss one of my beans. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, it's
one.
Like just, Target radio. It's like something.
Yeah, like yeah, yeah, exactly. Grocery store songs.
You know what song I do have on that playlist though?
What?
It's been 100 and 100.
Yeah, I bet you do.
You don't have to sling the lyrics, mom.
Very British soup.
Fuck, like I'm God, picking up
Ray Spears, Spears, McNasty Jr.
All right, can we go on to another fucking question?
No,
this is starting to become a little cancerous.
No, sing more lyrics.
No,
yeah, please.
Nope. Suck on one of my little Tic Tacs.
Stop. Those your balls?
Yeah.
God, that would be fucking gross if you had little Tic Tac balls on a 6'7" person.
Yeah, that was actually one of the questions too. Anymore. People were asking somebody said, is McNasty actually 6'7"? And yeah.
Are you? I am.
Yes.
Okay, good. Glad we covered that.
I would
on to the next one.
Could you imagine me being 5'6" wearing a size 17 shoe?
You'd be hung, son.
I'd look like an L. I would look so weird.
Yo, if
you look like a capital L.
You have clown feet, dude. Bro, if you and I ever like actually go walking, I'm gonna look like your son.
Oh, you are. It would probably be best if you just like, I just gave you like a piggyback ride. You look like my little.
Or you just held them like a briefcase.
Breastfeed me.
Probably best if you just stayed home.
Oh. Just hog tie your feet and legs together and just hold you like that. You look like
If we all stood next to each other, we'd make a signal bar for like a phone. Because it's do, then me, then soup, then you. But you'd be
like that's how it is in any group of people.
Really?
Because you would go from shortest to tallest. Unless you guys were all the same height.
I feel like usually most people are average height, but we're all like dude's 4'1". I'm like just over 6 foot tall. Soup is what, 6'2", 3?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'd make a little cell phone signal bar.
Or a cell phone, yeah, LTE.
No, Wi-Fi. We'd LTE. Be bent to shit.
5G. 5G causes cancer. 5G
causes coronavirus. What?
True. Yep, get it trending.
Yep.
Earth 5G is flat lowers too. Your credit score and increases your mortgage. Anyways.
Okay. All right. Next
defamation
question.
Question mark.
Oh, here's a good one. What is the scariest thing you've ever experienced?
McNasty's face.
All right, podcast over. I'm going to go cry in my bathtub.
Listen, man, I'm just trying to build up the narrative that you guys are ugly and that's why you haven't done a face reveal.
We've already given the answer to the face why we haven't done one. You don't need to keep creating fake answers.
You know.
Build the narrative. I actually don't know. Oh, I actually almost got kidnapped once and I had no idea I was getting kidnapped.
What the hell? Were you a kid?
No, I was 23. I left the grocery store with a random man, thought it was my dad. No, I was little and we were playing baseball. And me and my friend were playing. And this dude came up and was like, one of my balls is like down in the little ditch thing and I don't want to get it. Do you mind you guys mind going to grab it? So we're like, yeah, sure. And we just walked over with him. We were probably like 7. And we got over there and he had like, it wasn't like a stereotypical big white like sketchy van. It was just like a regular like gold like Dodge Caravan. And luckily my mom watched us walk. And was just like, where the fuck are they going? So she like followed to see why we were following this guy. We just got there and he like opened the trunk and was like pretending he was looking for shit. My mom just got over there and started freaking the fuck out because there was no ditch back there or anything.
What the fuck? So, like, you almost got molested. That's wild to think about.
She literally like she thought, like we talked about this actually somewhat recently. And she thought he was like trying to grab like rope or something to like restrain us in the back of his car. Jeez. So she just grabbed us and was just like, got the fuck out of there. And like they called the police and stuff. I don't know what happened. I was so young that I just like had no idea what was going on or why it was bad. Yeah, I was just like going over to me. I was just going to help this dude grab his fucking baseball out of the little thing because we're at a baseball park. So it made sense. But yeah, no, that was that's probably definitely the scariest.
Yeah, that's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, I could have easily died in a car accident this one time. We were me and my family were driving to visit family in the rain around like Christmas time or whatever, and we were on the highway out in the fast lane. My dad was driving like 80 in the rain for some reason, and we lost control and we spun across like 5 lanes of highway traffic. And
God.
Never touched a single car, and we actually like spun out all the way to the shoulder on the other side of the highway, and we were like facing to go back out and like spin again on the highway. But you know those little mile markers that are all along the highway? We just happened to clip that and it held our car in place and we never touched a single car.
Oh my God.
That is fucking lucky.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. I could easily be dead. Yeah. Easily the scariest thing that's ever happened to me.
That's something.
Just to see, like I felt like I was on a roller coaster because the car was like spinning completely round and round and round. Control. Yeah, yeah. There was nothing he could do really about it.
Never so been we just anything get lucky. Like that in the car.
Yeah,
really, I've been rear-ended by a semi truck. I had VIP tickets to a Paul McCartney concert, and me and my dad, and my sister were going, and my sister was laying down in the back seat because she was tired, and so we were on the bridge too from like where I live in like Windsor area. To Detroit, there's a bridge called the Ambassador Bridge, and we were like right at like the peak of that. And my dad's car had this little thing where it automatically would brake if it thought you were getting in an accident. And there was roadworks, so it saw a piece of metal on the ground, and the sensor thought it was another car. So it slammed our brakes, and then a semi truck rear-ended us. It rear-ended us so hard that the back axle got like pushed into the car, and my sister fell between the front seats and the back seats and was held there by the axle. And like we stopped. She wasn't injured or anything, but like we stopped. My dad looked over at me. He's like, "Holy shit! Like, you okay?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." And you just hear from the back, my sister just like this muffled like ah, and like turn around, and literally she was just like gone, just disappeared, just eaten by the seat. But we all ended up being fine. The car was completely written off, obviously, because like the back axle was gone. Like the whole frame of the car was fucked up. And then we ended up getting a ride from a random gentleman to the Paul McCartney concert. Got really drunk, and I don't remember how we got home actually. But
Christ,
clearly I made it here.
I think for me,
yeah, that was fun.
For me, one of the scariest things that happened to me is funny how all of ours were like in vehicles or whatever. I was on the highway with some of my friends. And for some reason, like, my friends picked me up after a baseball game, and they wanted me to go get, like, a milkshake or something somewhere. And, like, we were going down the highway. It was, like, 11 o'clock at night, so it was pretty dark out, besides, like, streetlights and everything. But going down the highway, and we got to this red light, and we had all of our windows down, and some dude pulled up beside us and was just like, "What the fuck did you just say to me, you little prick?" Or something like that, like, screaming at us.
You mean
we
ninja?
Were all, we, yeah, it was ninja in the car. What the fuck you say to me, you little shit? Something along those lines. He was like screaming at me and my friends, saying all this shit. And it, like, apparently, I guess he thought one of us had said something to him, but none of my friends and I didn't say anything to the guy. And he was pissed off. And so when the light turned green, we like sped off, and we were in the fast lane, and this crazy motherfucker was going like 100 up the suicide lane and was like screaming at us. So he's in like the middle lane of the highway, like the turning lane of the highway, speeding like 100 coming after us. So my friend speeds up and he turns off like this little exit, and we're like flying off of this exit, and he keeps turning down all these different roads, and eventually it turns into like a dirt road. And we thought we were getting followed still by this guy. And so my fucking genius friend in the passenger seat, I was in the back seat, was like, "Bro, turn the lights off, turn the lights off." So we're going like 80 down a dirt road without lights
with
on.
With the lights off.
With the lights on.
Yeah, and you guys and like, are fucking retarded.
Like 11 o'clock at night.
you guys are dumb.
We thought this dude was like chasing us. And I think that the guy had gave up actually like a while back, but we were like paranoid. So we're flying down this dirt road with no lights on. And my friend was like, "Was that a stop sign?" And next thing you know, dude, it felt like we hit train tracks. Like, you know how it feels going over train tracks? It felt like that, but going like 80 miles per hour. We'd like jumped a ditch. went across a road.
Duke's luckily, that shit.
Luckily, we fucking we didn't get hit by another vehicle. Because we ran a stop sign and jumped across a ditch and scraped like the front end of my friend's dad's truck, like up the side of this ditch. Dude, I had an ulcer like on my tongue. My head hit the roof of the truck and I bit the ulcer off. And, and my seatbelt left a fucking bruise across my chest.
Oh, yeah. I had that after we got rear-ended, too. It's like a fucking full purple line across my chest.
And
God, that is nuts.
Yeah, we scraped the whole front end of the truck up the side of this ditch, and we had to like turn it around and drive it through the fucking ditch and get it back onto the road. And we got it back to my friend's house, and it was like dripping coolant, like all these fluids were leaking, like the headlights were like hanging out the side.
Oh my god. Imagine if that guy was still chasing you too.
Dude, it was bad. And we had got home pretty late. It was probably like 12 or something at that point. And my friend's dad, it was his truck, was asleep getting ready for work or whatever, you know, sleeping to get ready to wake up for work. And so we all go inside and like, oh my God, I was
pretend
scared.
Nothing happened?
No, we went inside and my friend was like, "All right, let me go talk to my dad real quick." And all I hear from his parents' bedroom is, "What the fuck?"
How would he explain that? Yeah, Dad, we Dukes a Hazard it over a full fucking ditch and crashed the front of the truck.
And, like, I grew up with this dude, and, like, his dad was basically, like, another one of my parents, you know, or whatever. So I called my mom. I was like, I'm scared. Come pick me up. I want to go home.
Mom, pick me up. We totaled the truck.
Literally, I was like, Mom, pick me up. I want to go home. I was probably 16 at the time or something. I don't remember. Maybe a little bit older. I might have been 17. But I was like, yeah, Mom, come pick me up. I'm not staying here tonight.
Jesus. McNasty, do you have one?
Mine does involve a car, unfortunately. It actually is when I was a kid. I went up to this lake where I live by, and I went with my grandparents and one of my cousins. And we took our bikes up there, and like we would just like ride our bikes around the lake, just, you know, because we're kids and we're dumb. And there was like this there was this area where the road would go down to an area, so it would like you'd have to kind of go in like a loop-de-loop down. And I was only probably like 10 or something, and I was a pussy. And my cousin did it, and he just like kept like pressuring me to go down on my bike. And eventually I was just like, you know, I got to impress my cousin, because he was like a few years older than me. So I was like, oh man, I got to, you know, he's cool.
You got to make yourself.
Think, yeah. And I had to like impress my cool cousin Sam. On a bike. I don't know. So I went down the hill, and I was zooming. I was going fast as hell. And it felt cool while I was doing, because I'm just like, the wind's just blowing my hair, and I'm just doing, like fucking Flash on a bike. And all I remember after that point was seeing a dirt patch and my handlebars just turning completely to the left. And after that is just completely like, I just woke up in the hospital, and like, that's all I remember.
I hit the ground.
So when that happened, I hit the dirt patch and my wheel literally just turned to the side. Apparently I just went flying face first into the ground and like completely knocked me out for like multiple hours. And like
that explains a lot about you today.
I think a lot happened on that day.
Yeah.
My grandparents weren't around. They weren't like in that area while and my cousin were on our bikes. So like this random lady like ran up, she saw and like ran up to me. And this is all just from what I heard. She like ran up to me, she saw me, and I was just like a bloody mess. She thought I was like dead. And
if only.
Yeah, just like
she should have left you there.
She should have spit on you and kept walking.
She grabs you and you just you're speaking pricks. Yiddish now.
You know, Blarn, you should have got molested, dude. You should have died. Soup, you should have died. Fuck all three of you.
I think dude should have been molested.
Well, somebody's got to do it eventually. Please.
But yeah, for the longest time, I just, because my whole face was just scraped up. So for the longest time, I couldn't eat like food. Like I couldn't move my face. It was just like completely stiff.
Because if it was all scrapes up. every time you try to like move it, probably.
So all I can eat. Again. I just remember my mom making like garlicky mashed potatoes, and I ate. That's like all I ate, because I could put that like in my mouth and kind of just like push it around. I didn't have to like chew it, and then I would have to drink like sodas with like straws and stuff. It wasn't too bad. It was just like it just felt like forever. My face was just completely fucked up, and I had like broken. I broke a couple of my teeth. So like right now I have like crowns over my teeth.
Oh really?
And I got my shit fucking rocked as a little kid.
By dirt.
Just jackass boom. Shit, dude.
Right. Yeah. I got another question. I feel like I don't know if you guys would have, but have you had any experiences with like police? Like, have you ever been arrested, or have you ever seen something funny or anything cool?
The only thing I was in a police car because I ditched school and he brought me back to school.
Oh, that's fucking lame.
That's like it. Yeah. I've never really dealt with police other than that.
One of my favorite childhood memories is my dad owned a chain of grocery stores. Haha, Arab. Haha. But there was like eight of them at one point.
Outside too.
No, there wasn't. It was a 7-Eleven. It was a fucking grocery store, cunt.
Just one.
You're the one that said Arab. You're like getting mad at us.
Oh, everybody was thinking it. Comments. Oh, the comments section was going to be Arab. Yeah, of course he had that.
Yeah. Did you get free slushy?
But no, there's no flushies there, unfortunately. But
no toilet.
No flushies.
No toilet. Shit in a bucket and throw it over the fence.
Flushies for customer only.
But, so I used to just like get put in one of the stores. Like that would be him, his version of babysitting me. He'd just throw me in one of the stores and like hand me off to somebody and make me like work for like a nickel. But, I was sitting at the front and I was doing bags that day. And this one was like,
how old are you?
Grocery store that, I mean, I worked there from like 7 to like 14.
You can imagine going 11. To a grocery store where a 7-year-old is bagging my groceries for me.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. But they were all old customers, and they thought it was, like, all cutesy. They're like, oh, look at him. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, child labor, so cute.
Yeah.
They but, do that, that shit's everywhere in Chinatowns. They have their kids work in all those restaurants and shops yeah, 100%. And stuff. Yeah.
But it's probably when I was, like, 12, and this fucking dude came in. Like, this was the, like, only grocery store that was in, like, a pretty sketchy neighborhood. But that one is always the most fun to work at. But I was sitting there doing bagging. And this dude with a massive trench coat was like, it looked like he was like hugging himself. Like you could tell he was trying to keep it closed. And I was like, that is sus as fuck. So I like turned to this dude named Paul, and he was like an MMA fighter. Like that was what he did. Like he loved that shit. So I was like, I think that guy is stealing. And Paul confronted him and was like, hey man, what are you doing? Like what's in your jacket? Why are you holding it like that? And the dude just took off and started sprinting. And I ran out after them because I wanted to watch. And Paul caught up to him and he jumped in the air and kicked him from behind. And like his both literally like both his legs probably made contact like midway up this guy's spine. Like Jesus. He was like 5 feet.
Paralyze him?
And he kicked him. Bro, the funniest thing, he kicked him. And this dude's jacket just opened and hot dogs just exploded.
Hot dogs?
There was literally
no way.
Probably like 20 packages of hot
bullshit.
Dogs
that just bullshit.
Bursted out of this man's fucking jacket.
Dude, I would, if that happened and I was the owner of the store, I couldn't even be mad. I would just be like, you know what? You can have the hot dogs.
I was on the ground in tears, and Paul, once he grabbed the guy, was laughing his ass off, but he sat him down because the guy was like not doing great after that drop kick. Sat him down, put him on the curb. We waited for the police to get there. Police got there, they're interviewing Paul. Fucking dude gets up and tries hauling ass again, makes it 3 feet, and they just tasered him and he just drops.
Oh my god.
All this over hot dogs. Yeah.
The hot dog thief, man. The most insane fucking hour of my life, bro. It was so funny. But yeah, it turns out the dude had like a really bad history of like stealing and like a lot of like domestic abuse, and like he had hepatitis.
Just, like,
and,
like beating all these his wife random with hot dogs.
just chucking hundreds of hot dogs at this bitch. Yeah, no, that was definitely the funniest cop experience I've had watching them tase this dude that just got drop kicked running away with hot dogs. It's just like, if I could have one image where I could just watch it at any point in my head, it would just be him getting kicked with hot dogs just bursting out of his jacket.
I want to see a news report on that, man.
I wonder if there is one. I can actually look it up while somebody else tells their story. If they have any.
I don't have any. I've never had any.
I have another one about a cop, but if anyone else has another one, they can go first.
Sue?
I don't know. I don't really have any like crazy cop experiences. I had this friend who his brother was a state trooper, and he was like the chillest black dude ever. He was a fucking state trooper, and we were all like 17 or 18, and he would buy us alcohol.
Oh my god.
What? Yeah. That's sick as fuck.
He would buy us alcohol, and like, he was like the coolest state trooper ever. And he was like, I'd rather you kids like do it here and I know that you're safe than like go out and do it. So,
I mean, that is like,
yeah, I mean,
the way to do that.
Cause I mean, as an 18-year-old, 17-year-old, you're going to get alcohol. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to get it from somewhere, so.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I mean, most European countries, you can drink at, like, 16, so it's not.
Yeah, he was just being safe about it.
But that's fucking awesome, though.
Yeah. And back whenever I used to partake in the marijuana smoking, I like hotboxed my truck with a few of my friends. And we had to give them a ride somewhere after we had done that. So so I'm like high as fuck. And I'm like, oh my God, the state trooper is about to get in my truck after I hotboxed it. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And there was still like a roach like in my center console.
I mean, I feel like he just wouldn't care.
he didn't care. Like, we were all kind of like looking at each other and like snickering or whatever. And he gets in, he's just like, do I smell weed in this vehicle? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what is... Sure, because I was concerned. Like, I was like, I know he's chill, but like, am I actually going to get in trouble for smoking weed? And he just did not give a fuck.
That's,
he just didn't care at all.
That's lucky. That is very lucky.
I was like, oh my God. But like, I didn't know that I had to give him a ride somewhere, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever been at a point in my life where I've needed to give a state trooper a ride somewhere.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I had a state trooper in my truck after I hotboxed with weed still in there, and I didn't get in trouble.
That's wild. I have a good question. This is something that I have like thought about a time or two. What was your first impressions of each other? This is something I really want to know.
I don't even remember. Mm. I feel like I found you guys pretty much the same as I do now, where I was just like, they're my humor and they're fucking retards.
There wasn't anything like when you first played with us to where like you felt like we were a certain way and then it ended up not really being that way.
You're dumber than I had even thought you were.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I feel like he's met my expectations of how, you know.
Well, no, when I first started playing with McNasty, you were quieter in sessions and you didn't be like,
Well, I think that just comes with like comfort over time.
Right.
Because I've always been like that.
When I'm comfortable.
Well, the thing is, too, is when I was a fan of you before I met you, so obviously I'm not just going to join a call and just like scream and act like a dummy.
Just Helen Keller screech.
Yeah. Well, for me, I met Dew before I met you guys. And Dew had invited me to play Siege with a bunch of people that I don't think I'd ever met before.
It was CS, I think.
Well, no, I mean like whenever we started playing Siege, like with Nicole.
Oh, Siege. Oh, okay, yeah.
And like whenever we were actually making like jokes or whatever, I was like, Dew is gonna hate me after this. He's gonna like regret ever inviting me to anything. Because everyone would like make jokes or whatever, but then I would just come out of left field. I was like, I'm going to see how far I can push these guys to see, like, I was like, I'm going to see how far I can take it before they're just like, yeah, let's not invite Soup back to anything. So I was worried about that for a while. I was like, these guys are going to hate me. Like,
No. We actually all came to find out later that we all have like the same sense of humor pretty much.
Yeah. And stuff.
I never expected you to have that sense of humor, do you? Just from like watching your videos.
Yeah, no,
neither did I. I was just like,
No. I kept my channel like somewhat family friendly, but I've always loved offensive humor. I just never put it in my videos that much because I was always afraid to. Yeah. I don't care anymore. So
I remember
that's like the humor I had with like my IRL friends and my family and stuff like that. I just didn't project it onto YouTube a lot, but you guys definitely helped bring it out onto the channel. Definitely. So you know.
Yeah, we're good for that.
Yeah.
I remember I didn't like Soup at first. I don't know why, but I remember like playing with you a couple times, and anytime I would get a Siege session going, I would try to not invite you. Like, I don't remember why. I was just like, I don't know. I just can't remember why exactly. But then after we played more and more, and I was like, man, this guy is like, and the thing is you brought out the stupidity in me even more.
You're welcome.
Like I mean, I wouldn't say my channel was like compliment? PG before.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment.
Well, it's actually, yes. Well, I mean, it's pretty much a compliment because like before my content wasn't like all the way PG, but it was really like kind of gameplay oriented. And then like after I started hanging out with like Soup and you guys, and I was just like, yeah, I just accepted that I'm a fucking retard and I make retard jokes.
Well, see, that's something that I was always like big worried about. I was like, dude, nobody wants to play with my ass because I say the most reckless, like stupid shit. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, feel like I've definitely played with YouTubers who I don't play with anymore because of that. Like, I'll say such fucked up shit that they're just like, yeah, I can't get any content with this guy. Which is kind of weird.
I'd like to think I know the line pretty well. Sometimes.
You can read the room for the most part, I feel like.
Yeah. I know the point.
The thing is, I don't like being in a group of people recording to where I feel like I have to censor myself. That makes me not want to like even try to be funny. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
For the longest time, I didn't even want to make videos with you guys. Especially like first starting out, like whenever I was doing stuff and only do, I was like, nah, I'm just not even going to record. I'll just play.
Yeah, because you've always been just like either just you or like one other person. You've never been like a group YouTuber.
Well, I did group stuff. See, I started out doing like group stuff and it just didn't really work out for me for whatever reason. And then I started doing more solo stuff and it started working. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to be more of like a solo YouTuber or whatever. But then as time went on and I got more used to it and you get people that are like-minded in a group, then it becomes
easier. I feel like that's the main thing is like finding like-minded people. But to be honest, I didn't think like I originally didn't think I'd record that well with you guys. Like I knew I had this similar sense of humor with Soup because like I met Soup before really you guys. Like I knew you guys, but like I met Soup at PAX. So we like got drunk together and like 2017, 18? I don't know. I'm not sure what year it was. But I got like drunk with Soup, so like I knew his humor and stuff. So I was like comfortable with him, but like I just did not know how to make jokes and like keep up with you guys when you first started inviting me. I don't even know why you first started inviting me, because like the first times I did play with you guys, I was so fucking quiet.
I don't remember, to be like, honest.
Well, it was always McNasty wanting to invite you back. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, McNasty was the only one who wanted you.
And he just kept doing
it. Well, no, like,
Stray Cat kept coming back. He always sent me a message. It was always McNasty for some reason.
Because McNasty would like, be like, oh, we can invite Blarg. And I would be like, okay, sure. Like, I never said, like, no or anything.
I always felt like my kind of, like, part of the group, especially when, like, when we first started playing together, I always felt like I was the one like bringing people in, you know, like I would avidly try to go out and like contact YouTubers on Twitter and be like, hey, let's play together. And I was like the one like trying to always get new people into the group and like testing out, you know, if people were compatible or not.
Well, dude, what? What the fuck made you want to invite me? Like, I always thought that was so random. I was like,
I don't remember the time, like the first time. Because
you messaged me, you're like, you want to play like CS:GO or Siege sometime, and I was just like, what?
Really? You thought it was that weird, huh?
Well, I didn't think it was that weird, but I was just like, sure.
When I first started doing Siege stuff, I think I started kind of with like Kugo. I don't remember when I invited you exactly. I don't remember the first time, but I remember I had played CS with you maybe once or twice for my YouTuber game show things or whatever.
Yeah, the first two you were in, I remember that.
And I just liked you from there. I was like, hey, I'll just invite Soup, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
I appreciate it.
What a mistake. What a mistake that it's turned into this dog shit.
Yeah, I don't think you had a lot of Siege videos out before I started playing with you. I think maybe had like one or two, yeah.
Yeah.
Because then Kugo brought me in, like Kugo invited
me. Kugo's the reason I met you, yeah.
I can't remember if Soup was there the first time. No, I think it was the first time we played is when it was like me, you, Kugo, John, and I think Jay, maybe?
That is an odd group.
Yeah, but that's when we made the like, when you like Googled the world's longest turd or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was like my fourth Siege video.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. So we weren't doing a whole lot of Siege before. Did you ever try and do guitar and stuff on Siege or no?
I tried it once and I got nothing. So I just scrapped the recording.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be way too hard. Cause that's too competitive of a game. COD is like fucking half the time. It's people playing out of their speakers with like some fucking random music going on and just like people screaming in the background. Like they're not focused. Siege is like, it's so sweaty.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would not work.
It was kind of like how when I tried to do it on CS once and CS was so toxic because it's another game where you kind of got a sound whore and they don't want some retard playing, you know, Slash over the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's fucking dog AIDS.
Well, the thing is, too, is you got noticed so much on COD that it was like that made good content. Like, yeah. You would go and just play like you could just play like open strings and be like, oh my god, that's the dude. People just like you'd have like four people recognize you immediately.
Dude is the only guy with a guitar on the earth. Yeah. That's dude.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, there wasn't really a lot of people. There's not a lot of people that do that anymore. When I first started, there were some people doing it. Like, I don't know, Soup, you probably know like Codstra and like people like him and like. So Close to Toast, and there were some people way back then that used to do it. But by the time I got big on it, I was kind of the only person doing it, really. So,
well, yeah. I'll be honest. I actually played guitar on Black Ops 2 as well. I had like two or three videos of me doing that. No, actually, I think okay, I found
the VR
you.
Chats. We've all copied the dude. It's no big deal.
No. No, listen, I was friends back in the day. I was friends with Codstra, and he used to play piano
right
on Black Ops 2. And I was like, dude, that's really cool. I'll play guitar on Black Ops 2. Mm-hmm. And so I had made a video, and he was like, you know, the guy, the dude does this, right? And I was like, really? Because mine was different. I didn't do a song request. I would just go into a lobby. And I would be like strumming chords and I would like sing people's usernames. I'd be like, you're a fucking stupid piece of shit.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
I would be like playing a song like.
You can release that today and I would not be surprised. Like, that'd be the same shit.
Dude, unprivate those. Like.
Yeah, he had told me about you and then that's when I looked you up and I was like, wow, these are actually good. And then I was like, yeah, I'll just delete mine.
Dude, I must have had like. 400 subs when you found me. You found me so early.
Yeah. Or you might have been in my recommended after I had uploaded that or something.
Mm-hmm.
I found you some kind of way. Either I had seen you in my recommended or somebody... what I think it is somebody mentioned you or Codstra had mentioned you, but I never looked you up and then I seen you in my recommended and that's when I watched you.
I still remember our first DM. This is really random, but I remember our first DM. You just asked me what my mic was that I recorded with.
Really?
That was it. You just hit me up out of nowhere.
Rock band mic and a Dixie cup.
You asked me just like what my mic was, and I probably just told you, yeah, I wrap a rock band mic around my neck and just let it dangle or something.
It's a really weird unsoup question of me to ask you.
Yeah, I think that's the very first thing you ever said to me. So, all
right, I got one more question. That's probably, I think we're probably good then.
Yeah.
Because it's probably been. How long has it been?
It's been an hour and 5 minutes.
It's been.
All right. All right. Well, this one will probably be a shorter one. Would you guys ever make any type of content under the Goons brand other than the podcast? We haven't even discussed this. I'm curious as to your thoughts, too.
There's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. It's just too soon to know, for sure.
Right.
In terms of, like, it being something we're interested in, though. Like, is that something you got? Because we barely even spoke about this. Like, me and
I'm
Soup.
Down.
Just not right now. But yeah.
Yeah, me and Soup said we're very. Well, yeah, obviously not right now. I'm not going to America. It's Blarg, a fucking war zone.
Me and Blarg really like CalChop and the stuff that they used to do. And I think that we could do something similar to that that would be really fucking funny and good.
That would be so fucking fun. Because, like, I've always loved the idea of making IRL content. I just, like. My friends are fucking lame. So, like, it's, you know, there's nothing to do. But, yeah, that'd be fun as hell.
I actually have a good question we can end this on. It's super quick. Who's the most fuckable SpongeBob character? For me, it's Patrick Crispy. Dressing up as a woman.
Isn't that Crispy's question?
That's Crispy's question. Yeah, thank you, Crispy.
Shout out to Crispy.
It's Patricia 100% honestly, fucking slam that bitch.
Who's that?
Pearl. Who's that?
Patrick dressed up as a woman. As well.
Oh yeah!
You know what? I'll one up you, Patrick, dressed as Patrick.
All right, fair enough.
Squidward's house.
I just want to sit on Patrick's rock. That's it.
All right, that means two things, but yeah. Anyways, that's the end of this podcast episode.
SpongeBob is asexual.
Oh yeah, he's confirmed gay now.
Yeah, so anyways, Goons Podcast. Follow us on Twitter. Follow our fucking Twitter. Follow our Twitter.
Subscribe.
Follow our Twitter.
SpongeBob likes
like, comment, and subscribe.
Follow our Twitter.
If you're still listening, you
follow our fucking Twitter at GoonsPC.
SpongeBob is
sub. Follow our Twitter.
Shut up, Sue.
You could peg SpongeBob from so many different angles.